Hello, you're listening to the Slow American English Podcast with Colleen. The goal of this podcast is to entertain you while boosting your English vocabulary. I will talk about a variety of topics, so sit back, relax, and thanks for listening. Hello, everyone. Today's episode is a listener request from Aud in France. She is going to be visiting the U.S. next year, specifically Minnesota and Wisconsin. So she requested an episode about things to do in those states. So to help me with this episode, I have my friend Becca here with me. How's it going, Becca?
Hi, everyone. It's going well. Thanks for having me back, Colleen.
Yeah, anytime. So for this episode, I thought we would just talk about some of the things that we've done or that we can recommend to do in Minnesota or Wisconsin. So for those of you who don't know, Minnesota and Wisconsin share a border, and we do have some rivalries with our football teams, the Minnesota Vikings and the
Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers. I even forget the name because I am not a football fan, but Becca is. So So I have been to Wisconsin many times, and there are some really fun things to do there. However, I would recommend visiting Minnesota over Wisconsin any day. So let's just start with Minnesota. So the first thing that I would recommend, and I think you would echo this, is to visit Duluth. Duluth is a city on the edge of Lake Superior, and there's just so many awesome things to do there. If you're an outdoor enthusiast, there's hiking and kayaking and, I mean, just biking, everything. Everything you could possibly think of, you can do in Duluth, and it's just a beautiful setting. What about you?
It's beautiful. Like Colleen said, there's tons of things to do outside. Also, the food is amazing. And it's beautiful. There's a lot to do. Just watching the lake, there's a lot of cool ships that come in. There's a drawbridge. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So if you want to get more details about Duluth, you can listen to the episode that I did for that city and get more information. But that's definitely the number one thing in Minnesota that I would recommend. Secondly, I would say the Mall of America, because there's a lot of things to do at the mall. And even if you're not into shopping, there's an amusement park in there. There's a lot of really good restaurants and a bunch of things like mini golf and laser tag and virtual reality stuff.
The Flyover America is Flyover America. The coolest. Colleen recommended I try it, and it was amazing. Both my husband and I loved it.
It's like a 3D kind of theater experience, but it's only like 5 minutes long, and it's so cool. So there's a lot to do at the Mall of America. Becca, what would you recommend to do in Minnesota?
I love the Boundary Waters. So as a kid, there's a group of lakes, and we call it the Boundary Waters, and they're way up north. There's several areas where you can put in a canoe. We always went to a place called Ely, and basically you can't have motors on these lakes, so it's all canoeing, and you pack packs with your food and clothes, and you go basically into the wilderness for any amount of time you want. We've never done more than 5 days, but you canoe and you set up camps and you have fires and you fish, and it's really, really cool. The only thing is the mosquitoes. So if you ever want to try the Boundary Waters, I recommend going early spring or in the fall after it's froze, because then the mosquitoes kind of die off.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
That's good advice.
Yeah, but the Boundary Waters is gorgeous. You really kind of almost feel like you're one with nature up there because you're so secluded. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and it's basically impossible to get cell phone service in that area. So you really are in the middle of nowhere with just you and the stuff you brought.
Yep, correct. Be careful for bears.
Yeah, bears. Okay, so another thing you can do in Minnesota that's really cool is visit the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden. There's some cool statues and things, and it's kind of iconic Minnesota because there's a large sculpture, I guess, that is a big spoon holding a cherry. So if you've ever seen any Minnesota marketing, you might have seen this really large spoon with a cherry on it. And when you're driving down the freeway, like Interstate 94, you can see it, and it's kind of cool. Okay, the next thing that's sort of a must do in Minnesota is the Minnesota State Fair. Yes. And yes, it's coming up in just about a month, and I'm super excited. And if you want to hear all about that, you can listen to the episode Becca and I did about the Minnesota State Fair.
We love it. We're obsessed.
Obsessed. Yeah. It's all about the food.
So fun. I think it's the best state fair ever.
It is.
So.
It definitely is. Okay, so another one that I had is the Science Museum of Minnesota, which is located in St. Paul. It's just a super cool museum. There's so much stuff for kids, but also for adults to see and to interact with. They also have an Omni Theater, and there's only, I think, something like 60 Omni Theaters in the world. It's a really, really cool theater where the screen is a dome. So you're not looking at a flat screen on the wall. It's actually a dome. So it's the whole ceiling above you and in front of you. And it's just a really, really cool experience. So I've been to the Omni Theater, I think, 3 times. How many times have you been?
I've been, I think, just once.
Okay.
But I'll echo Colleen. Great thing to do with families. It's got something for, like, all ages.
Yeah.
Tons of fun. Sometimes when you think of science, maybe you think boring, but definitely not boring.
No,
it's very fun.
Even if you're not a science geek, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so interesting. Everything there, they have a lot of really cool exhibits. I've been as a kid and as an adult, and I've enjoyed it every time I go. So, do you have another one to add?
Stillwater. We can both talk about Stillwater, but Stillwater is, it's a beautiful city in Minnesota. It's along the water, the Mississippi, right?
Yep, Mississippi River.
And actually it's got beautiful areas. A lot of times people will go there to get pictures done, but biking, just food, walking around, there's lots of parks. There's some parks even for kids. I brought my little ones to. It was called the Teddy Bear Park. And
I've seen that.
Yeah, we had a blast. But it's just a beautiful, quaint little area.
Yeah, it's sort of charming. It's It's almost like a miniature Duluth to me, mm-hmm. mostly because the way the city is sort of built into the hillside overlooking the water, which is like Duluth. But one thing I love about Stillwater is that because they have this really steep incline to the whole city, so everything is sort of like built up onto a hill, they have these really large public staircases. So, I mean, there's a bunch of them. There's like 5 or 6 of them. And they actually have a 5K that you can walk or run or whatever throughout the city. And you're going up all of these huge staircases. So it's a really good workout. I've done it a few times and it kicks your butt. It's really good. So there's that. And then also near Stillwater, there is an apple orchard that I really like to go to in the fall. It's called Omits, and they have hot apple cider and apple donuts, apple cookies, apple everything.
Caramel apples.
Yeah, caramel apples. Yeah. They have things for kids, like a hay bale maze and I think a petting zoo and I don't know what else. But that is like my favorite thing to do in the fall is visit apple orchards, and Omits is maybe the best one I've been to. So there's that if you're here in the fall. Another thing that Becca and I did together is the zip line. We went to Sand Creek Adventures, and I forget what city that was in.
Oh, goodness.
Is it near Jordan,
it's
Minnesota?
It's by Jordan, Minnesota, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
We had so much fun.
So much fun. I had never ziplined before. That was my first time, and it was so scary, but also super fun, especially because Becca had ziplined before. But where were you?
I was in Costa Rica.
Okay.
So this one I felt much more safe, because I spoke the same language. Learning how to zipline when you're in a foreign country and speak a little Spanish was a bit interesting.
I'm sure. Tell them about the stopping mechanism for both.
So in Costa Rica, you actually wore gloves and grabbed the line, and you try to stop yourself. And if you didn't stop, they had a mattress tied to the next tree. So you would literally ram into a mattress, which was crazy, absolutely crazy.
I can't even imagine. That'd be so scary.
So then I don't even remember. How did we stop here?
We didn't stop. They stopped us for us.
Yep.
And it was so nice because you didn't even have to think about it. You just rode the line and they would stop you at the end.
And I would say too, I mean, there's a lot of places you can zip line, but Sand Creek, it was a family owned, just wonderful, lovely people.
Yeah.
We loved giving them our business, supporting local. It was
great. They were so nice. It was a father and son mm-hmm. who helped us that day. So yes, if they were ever listening, we really had a great time and
good job. We'll
good
be back.
Job. Definitely. Okay. So another thing in Minnesota is we have a lot of lakes. We have a lot of parks. And there's just beautiful areas everywhere. So the thing I would recommend is to take a hike. Mm-hmm. And there's so many places you can do that. But one of my favorite parks to hike at is Lebanon Hills Regional Park. It's in Eagan, Minnesota. And it's just a really beautiful park, and the trails are super nice, and they're mapped really well, so I don't know. It's really, really nice. It's a really good park to hike at, so take a hike. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I would recommend. Have you been to the headwaters of the...
Yes.
Okay.
So cool.
So another thing is the Mississippi River runs right down the middle of the U.S. If you look at a map, it starts in Minnesota and it ends in Louisiana. So it just goes straight down the middle of the country. And it's one of the largest rivers in the U.S. And so it starts in Minnesota, and you can actually visit the headwaters, the lake where it starts. It's called Lake Itasca, and it's a state park. So when I was there, there was this like stepping stones and kind of a little tiny boardwalk that you could cross, or you can sort of jump across these stones and try to not fall in. But how many feet across do you think it is at the beginning?
I don't know. I think at least...
I would guess like 20 feet maybe.
I was just going to say, yeah, at least 20, maybe a little bit more.
Maybe a little bit more.
Something, yeah, something around there. But Clean talked about not falling in. My little brother did fall in.
Oh.
And he didn't have an extra change of clothes. So we actually stopped on the way out at a gift shop, and he got him a new shirt.
Awesome.
Yep. But it's really cool, though, to the Mississippi River. We talk about it a lot in Minnesota, and just a really cool thing to check out.
Yeah. Just knowing how large it gets at when it meets the Gulf of Mexico in Louisiana. It's funny to think you've walked across the Mississippi, you know, when it's just really small and starting out. Yeah, so there's that. And maybe the last thing I could recommend for Minnesota is if you're in the Minneapolis area, we have a really nice lake, and it's called Lake Calhoun. Well, it's technically not called that anymore because the name was changed to the Native American name, which I actually can't pronounce. Do you know it?
No, I was just...
It's something like Bidi Maka or something. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce it, but everyone around here still calls it Lake Calhoun. But it's a really nice area. You can walk around the lake. There's a nice paved trail that goes around it. You can rent bicycles or kayaks or stand-up paddle boards. They have a lot of activities you can do around the lake, like archery, and there's playgrounds and a lot of really beautiful homes as well that you can see from the path. So yeah, it's just a nice area. If you're in Minneapolis, I would definitely check that out if the weather is good. So yeah, do you have anything else for Minnesota?
No, I think that pretty much sums it. I mean, those are some highlights, I think, for me, and I think you both, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is basically known for its beer. They have a lot of breweries, and they're very much into the beer
industry, maybe?
Industry, lifestyle, everything. So if you like beer, that is something you can find readily available in Wisconsin. But probably my favorite thing I've ever done in Wisconsin is visited the House on the Rock in Spring Green. Have you been there?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
I have to go.
Yeah, it's the weirdest place you'll ever go in your life. So this guy, I think his name is Alex Jordan. I'm not 100% sure, and I apologize. I should have looked that up, but I didn't. Anyway, he built this house, and it's very unusual, the shape of the house. And it's on top of a rock, like on top of a huge hill. So it's like way up in the air. And This house is insane. You tour through it like a museum, and it has different collections. Basically, this guy was a hoarder, but he hoarded specific things. For example, he has an entire room of musical instruments, and some of them are playing like by themselves while you're in there. He has, he has like the world's largest carousel in his house. There's a room with a lot of, like doll houses. There's just, it's like everything you can think of is in this house. It is weird. It's beyond weird, but it's really cool to see it all on display. I definitely think you should see it if you're in Wisconsin. Yeah, but probably the best known attraction in Wisconsin is Wisconsin Dells.
Yes. I'm actually heading to the Dells over Labor Day. The Wisconsin Dells is an area where there's lots of water parks. I don't know exactly how many, but there's probably over 10.
Probably.
The hotel I'm staying at, they have 4 water parks right there even. There's 2 indoor and 2 outdoor. Tons of water slides, lazy rivers, splash pads, you name it, it's there. Super fun. Fun for kids, fun for adults, everybody. It's also a touristy location, so there's lots of good food, lots of movie theaters, lots of not so much hiking paths, but there's duck boats, we call them. It's a boat that
it's actually like a bus.
It's like a bus, but then it converts into a boat. So they basically, you load into this bus that is open on the, it has sides but no top, and it goes into the water and then it floats around. So that's fun. But yeah, lots of hotels. Colleen mentioned beer. There's some breweries right in Wisconsin Dells. Trying to think of what else.
I went to Wisconsin Dells, but I did not go to any water parks. I was just there for a day, and they have a really cute, sort of downtown area. Mm-hmm. With little shops. There's a fudge shop and some different touristy stores that you can do. They do have one really fun restaurant that I would recommend. It's the place that serves gourmet macaroni and cheese. So they have so many different kinds that you can get, but you get it served on this little skillet dish. Like, it's really cute and it's really delicious. So I would recommend going there. I can't remember what the place is called, but it's definitely delicious.
Tons of good ice cream shops too.
Yeah, ice cream. Ice cream. You're right. There's a lot to do in Wisconsin Dells. Mm-hmm. Like mini golf and all kinds of just things for kids.
Yeah. Super fun.
Super fun. Another thing that I have done in Wisconsin is visit the Apostle Islands. You've been there too, right? Yeah. So the Apostle Islands is made up of 21 islands, and they're on Lake Superior. And it's like, I don't know, these islands are not like the kind of islands like with beaches. They're like, they have like sea caves, and there's places you can camp. The largest island is Madeline Island, and you can take a ferry there from the mainland. And it's really cool because I think very few people actually live on the island, but there's some restaurants, and there's a place you can rent mopeds or scooters and drive them around the island. So I did that once. It was really fun. And you can go camping and hiking and all kinds of things on these islands. What my cousin and I went there for was to do a kayaking tour. So it's sea kayaking and you go like through these sea caves. It was really cool. So I would recommend that if you can do a kayak tour.
We did some cliff jumping even when we were there, which was scary but fun.
I bet.
I'm trying to think. I don't think they were, it wasn't crazy high, maybe like 15 feet, 20 okay. feet, but really fun.
Still jumping into Lake yes. Superior, which yep. is so cold.
Super cold. And also, if you ever do go cliff jumping, just check where you're jumping before. Well, a couple days after we were there, somebody actually had an accident where they hit a rock.
Oh.
So, yep, so be really careful. We went to really popular spots
okay.
where we saw lots of people jumping and we felt really comfortable, but it was a lot of fun, very cold. So.
Yeah, so there's one bigger town. Well, it's not a big town. It's a small town, but it's like the biggest town in the Apostle Islands area, and it's called Bayfields. And it's kind of a cute little town. There's a cute little strip where there's stores and an ice cream shop and restaurants. And that's where you catch the ferry as well. So, yeah, Bayfield is kind of the, I don't know, base camp for yeah. Apostle Islands Side activities. Okay, so another thing that I did in Wisconsin as a kid is my family took a trip to Upper Michigan, and on our way, we stopped in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and there's a big lake there and a lot of little touristy stuff. There's a petting zoo that was really fun. You can walk right up to goats and deer and all kinds of animals and actually like feed them and pet them, and it's really fun. And you can go hiking. They're really well known for their water show that they put on in the summer, where it's water skiing and these people do like really cool tricks and stuff. So I would definitely recommend going to Minocqua if you're looking for something to do in Wisconsin. So another thing that I have never done, but I did see it online, is there's a place called Cave of Mounds. And it's basically just south of Wisconsin Dells, but it's a really cool cave system that you can tour. And I am claustrophobic, so I would never do it because I can't stand being like in enclosed underground spaces, but I think it looked really awesome if you like that kind of thing. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, but it sounds like something I would enjoy, so.
Yeah, maybe you can do it when you go to the Dells.
Yep, over Labor Day, maybe I'll have to try it, check it out, and see, let you know what it's all about.
Yeah. And the last thing on the list for Wisconsin is Door County. So Door County is a county in Wisconsin. It's on the little peninsula that is in Lake Michigan, which is another of the five Great Lakes. And I have never been there, but my cousin and his wife have, and they actually recommended visiting because they said it's really beautiful. There's a lot of hiking. There's five state parks. They have lighthouses. In the summertime, you can do cherry picking. And it's just a really beautiful area that I think probably is relaxing and yeah. just a lot. It just seems like a miniature Cape Cod or something. So I plan to check that out, hopefully, within the next year.
I think we should do a trip there together, Colleen.
Definitely. That would be awesome.
Door County. And then we'll follow up and let you guys know.
Yeah. Let's do it. We can make another episode about it if yep. it's cool.
Five state parks.
Yeah.
It's not to love.
Yeah, exactly. We can stop at House on the Rock on the way.
And eat so many cherries.
Yeah, well, that's it for my recommendations for Minnesota and Wisconsin. So thank you to Odd for requesting this episode. I hope you find it helpful. And to everyone else, have a great day. Thanks again, Becca, for coming on and helping me host this one.
Thank you for having me. It's always so much fun.
Yeah. So I will see you next time. Hey, it's Colleen. If you would like to give any feedback regarding the episode you just heard, or any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at slowamericanenglish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at slowamericanenglish. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening.